rise at dawn before thee. There were thunders and lightning, a great cloud settled on the mountain. The people trembled as they heard the voice of Elohim's own words, a sound of a ram's horn blasting. You shall be a kingdom of priests.
Shalom Aleichem Mishpachah, Todd Tamer here with Paradigm Shift. As always, we want to give all thanksgiving, glory, praise, honor, and worship and everything in and of ourselves to our Father of our forefathers, Yahweh, Yahuwah Elohim, who sits in the heaven of heavens with our King, Yeshua HaMashiach, sitting at his right hand, waiting for his enemies to be made his footstool.
Re'e le'onyenu, eriba ribenu, uye alenu, mehera, lema'an shmecha, ki go'el chazakata, Barukata Yahua, Goel Yisrael. Behold our affliction. Take up our grievance. And save us soon. For the sake of your name. For you are a powerful redeemer. Blessed are you, Yahua, the redeemer of Israel. Today on Paradigm Shift, we're going to cover some issues that are very, very difficult. Stomach sickening. So if you do have a weak stomach and you don't want to understand and face the reality of the evil in your midst, then please turn us off. If you have small children listening, please consider that. This is probably not for small children's ears, but this must be done. We must understand what we're begging him to save us from. We must face the evil being done in our midst.
Identify it and cut it out.
The reason why we want to bring this to you is because our whole goal is to break our programming. We want to move our patterns in alert ways, aware ways, so that those who would be our programmers or our handlers can no longer lead us around by our nose or our wicked hearts. Is more proper.
It's by our hearts.
That's right. We're fighting the false paradigms. Mm-hmm. And the mainstream media is very good at building a very false, nasty paradigm to keep you lulled and asleep in thinking everything's okay.
It's owned and operated by those who practice magic and sorcery and orchestrate a strong delusion over you to use the combined fears of the populations of this world so they can continue to gain power over you and entrap you and ensnare you into begging for their solutions, which is going to be a one-world government and a one-world king. And it's all because we have not tended to the matters of our hearts. But this nation and any nation on earth is not going to be healed and restored to justice and peace without addressing the foundational issues of the problems that are in the nations themselves. And that is abject moral decay. Moral decay because our morals have become lawless. Our morals are lawlessness. Our laws are lawlessness. So with that said,
We're going to interject. We're going to run some articles in together. One of them is going to be what Todd wrote this morning. And then with what he wrote, we're going to put in some articles from Michael Snyder, where he's listing out a lot of the examples that are so horrible in the news today. And then also this other article from Brandon Smith. I want to just read a introduction here because I really want everybody to understand what Todd's going to be reading about, what he felt led and moved to write today. Regarding what's building. So I'm going to start off with this particular intro from Michael Snyder on 20 shocking examples of how sadistic and cruel people have become. This is on the end of theamericandream.com, and he says, how much sicker can people get? It seems like our world is becoming more sadistic and more cruel with each passing day. If you doubt this, just keep reading. Sadly, I could have easily included hundreds more examples just like these. Changes are happening to our society at a very deep and very fundamental level. Everywhere you look, hearts are growing colder. And it seems like we're completely surrounded by psychopaths and sociopaths. But if all you do is listen to the mainstream media, you'd be tempted to think that we are the smartest, most moral, most enlightened generation in all human history. Unfortunately, that is most definitely not the case. Society is literally coming apart at the seams right in front of our eyes. Normal crimes are not enough for many criminals these days. Murders and rapes have become so common that often they barely get noticed by the newspapers. And so now many criminals seem to have the desire to make their crimes twisted enough to get noticed. In other instances, people are doing really twisted things because they are either high on drugs or they are into the occult. Darkness is spreading, and we can see the evidence all around us. But until we admit how bad things have really gotten, and that we are, and that what we are doing right now is clearly not working, then we won't be ready for a solution. I'm trying to make it very clear that our society has become very sick, very twisted, and very evil. And so I have included a number of very graphic examples. The list could have been worse. I've decided to leave out some really wicked things that some degenerate parents have done to their own children. But hopefully the list below will suffice to prove to you that we have a major problem on our hands because normal people don't do these kinds of things. Well, in the article that we read to you from The Dark Side, Psychology Behind Holiday Madness by Brandon Smith, part of that we didn't get to is exactly what plays into this. And we were talking about Bernays, the nephew of Freud.
Sigmund Freud. Who is the engineer of the Tavistock Institute.
That's right. And part of what he taught, he didn't only teach corporations how to tap into existing human impulses. He taught corporations and governments how to use psychological trickery to manipulate the citizenry to rely on their basis impulses. Essentially, he taught the establishment how to convince people or shame people into ignoring their greater selves and indulging their psychopathic and sociopathic urges. He taught the establishment how to turn people into zombies. We clearly see these results today all around us. The only solution is to strive with everything we have to remind others and ourselves that we are more than the sum of our darker instincts, that we have been living in the midst of a carefully crafted lie meant to make us impotent and non-threatening to the establishment, that there are greater and more meaningful contents at our core, and these elements of our being can only be satisfied by one thing, which is the truth.
And the truth shall set you free. And what's our job here in this world, and our only job in this world, and everything else is set right, including all the earth, peace on the earth, plagues on the earth, wars on the earth, is by healing the brokenhearted and setting the captives free. Abba, we've repeated to you many times, it says in Scripture that the reason why the Canaanites were kicked out of the land, it's not because of our righteousness, it's because he said we are a stiff-necked people. We don't learn our lessons very well. We got thousands of years of this going against Abba's Torah, Yeshua, Messiah, physics universe that he has created. We either get a cursing or a blessing depending on the matters that we did not tend to in our heart on a daily basis, minute-by-minute basis. So with that said, I want to go into what I wrote the little blog I wrote this morning. On the Power Hour this week, Joyce Riley was commenting on how for days, how everything in the news was about the Hercules polar vortex storm. It's cold was specifically repeated, or better yet, chanted as their key phrase. The coven of the sorcerer banking kings sent out a chant through their Satanist mass-controlled media. Perhaps the storm would have lessened if the people witnessed for themselves could trust themselves, trust that only comes from an introspective walk with Torah Messiah, the Torah physics of creation. When we get a mass of society made up of broken hearts, trust between one another breaks down in most all aspects of relationships. The only times families will pull together in these days is around a crisis or at times of declared truce like the holidays. The problem is the holidays are not what they seem. They are the ways of the injured hearts, seasons of Satan, and the way of flesh. Most notably, you see that in the Bacchanalis and the Saturnella parties and lasciviousness, and they even got to murder, and lawlessness was legalized during that time period from the 17th to the 25th. It's there in the dark seasons of our occulted kings who are Satan worshippers. Seeking to connect with anyone or anything, the society lives out selfish, heart-protecting lives until there is a crisis they can all believe in. At its core, this is satanic and controlled by Satan. It is based upon a spirit of fear, and the people desire something greater that they can fear together, rather than getting honest with one another. They want a greater fear to pull them together, to cover the pain of their own sins, their guilt, and shame they feel in their lives, resulting from their selfish, self-centered ways in dealing with one another on an individual daily basis. The more fear the satanic banking sorcerer kings can drum up, the bigger the tempest. the bigger the manifestation of the demonic realm, as the gates of hell are opened on this earth. They are necromancers, lovers of death, and they are wholly and solely committed to death. They relish in the ugly, the grotesque, the vain, the empty, the worthless, the vile, the blackness of their rage-filled, injured hearts. What they say most in their hearts is, I will never be injured again, and I will build my kingdom to ensure that end. There is no love left in them. They harden their hearts by wrapping themselves in their pain and the pain of the works of their hands, hardening their hearts and cloaking themselves in darkness. Madness becomes their friend. These are the leaders of the nations, global corporations, financial institutions, religions, and military institutions. All pagans use rhythmic beats and chants to make contact with the gods and the dead, or evil disembodied spirits. All the world's religions participate in the same way. They all have different approaches to their gods, but overall they all have creation worship at their core. It's one spirit with one beat. It's a spirit of fear. They use this method with the peoples of the earth through their media empire. We know storms are getting stronger and more frequent around the globe. Even though this storm, this Hercules storm, this polar vortex storm, did not impact the U.S. as we can easily recall from our youth and from history itself. It was very large and broke all-time records in Chicago and a 118-year record for New York City. The cold, the media chanted, and the people began to pay attention to, sunk all the way down to the Gulf, and the storm itself is the size of its namesake, Hercules, reaching across the entire Atlantic and affecting the shores of Europe. Abba says if we tend to the matters of the heart, the earth itself is in balance and at peace. If we have rest in our hearts, we let the land rest as well. If we don't, we quickly lose sight of the faith of living in heart peace and allowing the earth to rest as Abba proclaimed the times and seasons. We lose understanding the earth will produce for us during the rest years only if we tend to the matters of the heart, the matters of the land. The only thing that matters is the heart. Because of our injured hearts and broken relationships, we eventually lose collective faith and take matters into our own hands. Soon, droughts, plagues, and starvation besets the land and its peoples. Instead of returning to the matters of the heart, the people demand solutions from their kings, and the kings use their armies of broken-hearted people to make war and make empire, killing, stealing, and destroying other people's lands. As a result, the heart cancer spreads throughout, manifesting all the evil of every man's heart in the lands. Don't we understand Abba says he did not give us a spirit of fear? So if we have one, we are in rebellion. Doesn't Abba tell us what happens to the earth and the heavens is the direct result of violence being stored up in it? And how does Abba explain to us violence is stored up in the earth? By not tending to the matters of the heart, and the result is every man thinking evil continuously. If it were not for Yeshua's cleansing blood way of walking the Torah in the heart, we all would succumb to the strong delusion and be lost forever. For evil men who only desire power, isn't it understanding these principles key for them to gain their perceived power? The coven of the banking Illuminati sorcerer kings knows what they are doing. They know if they corrupt man through the injuries of the heart that they gain more power over man. They then focus man's attention where they want it, drumming fear into the people, a fear they can come together and believe in, a one world order empire with one man they can believe in. They like to rip hearts out, tear them to pieces with their teeth while consuming them, and that's precisely what all injured hearted peoples do collectively when they are given the fear that will draw them together again. It happens in the underground sacrificial chambers of the sorcerer banking king elite. It happened on the bloody stone pyramid temples all over the earth for thousands of years, and it's now happening again openly in society in the Eastern and Western nations. It's openly advertised today in most all entertainment pop stars and in a flood of movies. The old human sacrificial festival to Wotan is taking place in this nation every year now, with tens of thousands attending, burning an effigy of a man in their Burning Man gathering, with well-known persons attending. Yes, the coven of banking sorcerer kings knows precisely what they are doing. Their sorcerer Prospero, who summoned the tempest in the opening ceremonies of the Olympics 2012 in London, is based off the history of Queen Elizabeth I having her own sorcerer named John Dee. He signed his name 007, and now you know the rest of the story when it comes to Queen Elizabeth II falling from heaven with her 007 Prospero sorcerer priest, John Dee. John Dee as as Queen Elizabeth's first Prospero, is said to have conjured the tempest to help Britannia win a dire battle of the Queen's ships at sea. Queen Elizabeth II is now the longest reigning monarch to sit on the throne in England. Her last greatest trick was to cast a spell over the world with the closing ceremonies of her Olympics, to raise the tempest out of the chaos of the ashes of the spirit of the Phoenix of Fear. A tyrant king is born or released to inhabit one man, the one king to rule them all. It's the delusion they have their minds on. It's the delusion they have their minds on, avoiding themselves and one another, that evil men direct through the people's desires. We literally manifest our own discipline, our own destruction, ultimately. If it were not for Yeshua, every man's heart would think evil continuously and none of us would be saved out. The key is the cleansing blood way of Yeshua. The charge of our blood is changed, cleansing the fear from our hearts. Fear is the contamination and rebellion is the disease. Rebellion against our Abba and His Torah, Messiah, physics, universe, His times and seasons, and the way we're to treat one another and rightly rule. Injure a human heart and confuse the solution for healing, and humanity will spend their days on worthless and vain things, driven to obtain all things fleshly to their most evil ends.
So sometimes it's hard to believe how twisted and deranged many Americans have become. In order for society to function efficiently, people need to be able to have a basic level of trust in one another. Unfortunately, we're rapidly getting to the point in America where it's becoming very difficult to trust anyone you don't know personally. As you're going to see, the United States is rapidly becoming a cesspool of liars, thieves, murderers, perverts, and psychopaths. The reason I write about this stuff is because there's never going to be any hope of a turnaround in this country until we take a good, long look in the mirror and admit how far we have fallen. Once again, this is where we're going to start to talk about the examples. So if you have young children or something, go ahead and, you know, escort them out of the room or however you want to handle that. Or if you can't handle what we're about to talk about, please turn us off. This is how you get an addict that has reached the rock bottom to change. You make them look at what's going on. Show them how their behavior is literally destroying them and the people around them. Without a doubt, America is being systematically destroyed by all this evil. No, so here's some of the things. Now, number one, many are going to the Super Bowl for child sex in New Jersey. It's been called the largest human trafficking venue on the planet, with many attending the event not to watch football, but for sex with men, women, and children. Number two, a 13-year-old boy murdered his cousin because of an Xbox. He shot him, and he shot his 16-year-old cousin in the head at 5:50 a.m. while he was sleeping in the teen's bedroom in Chicago. A district man was charged with fatally stabbing his wife during an argument over a cable bill, just threw her body on a bed, and a friend found the body later. She was stabbed in the abdomen and choked. Another one is a surveillance video shows bystanders walking over a dead body in a convenience store entrance. It's a 24-year-old who was in the doorway of the convenience store in Michigan, and the customers walked by unaffected. He was gunned down at the entrance just minutes before what's shown in the video, and according to the reports, the store clerks didn't even check to see if he was alive or dead.
Yeah,
people came in and out of the store, stepping over him, and acted as if there wasn't a dead body in front of them.
Gotta get their cigarettes and booze.
Another one is a pizza delivery man. He was arrested after being caught on hidden camera having sex with the family dog. The dog was limping and was becoming startled around people, so the roommate put up a camera and caught the 22-year-old doing a criminal sex act with the dog. A Stockton couple was accused of dismembering their roommate and burning the torso in a campfire. It was a couple, and it was a grisly crime where they killed this man and dismembered the body, and then police say the suspects left a trail of blood that led them to the remains. Another man accidentally recorded himself installing a hidden camera so he could record coworkers using the restroom. How sick is that? The New York group applies to build Satan statue at Oklahoma State Capitol. The Satanic Temple unveiled designs on Monday for a 7-foot-tall statue of Satan that it wants to put at the Oklahoma State Capitol, where a Ten Commandments monument was placed in 2012. The group formally submitted its application to a panel that oversees the Capitol grounds, including an artist's rendering that depicts Satan as Baphomet, a goat-headed figure with horns, wings, and a long beard that's often used as a symbol of the occult. In the rendering, Satan is sitting in a pentagram-adorned throne with smiling children next to him. Also, we had a first grader that was yelled at by a teacher and was told that Jesus is not allowed in school. This little first grader boy, he actually brought candy canes with little messages regarding the story of how the candy cane came about to symbolize the life of Jesus. Well, the teacher ripped all the things off and, you know, threw them in the trash and then made him hand the candy canes out, which he did terrified. Now, and we also have a man who planned the sexual abuse of his own daughter before she was even born. He abused his son, daughter, and the child of another woman. These children ranged in age 1 to 4. He ordered his wife and girlfriend to abuse the children and recorded the acts, which then he distributed the images as child pornography. All he had to say at the hearing was, "No, Your Honor," when he was asked by the judge if he had anything to say. A coroner said that a California priest was beaten to death with a wooden stake and a metal gutter pipe. Hundreds of teens trashed a mall in a wild flash mob that they stormed and trashed the Brooklyn Mall, causing so much chaos that the shopping center was forced to close during the post-Christmas sales, said sources on Friday.
And going on, in the Middle East, cutting out the tongue is increasingly being used as a form of punishment by gangs of Islamic radicals. I'd like to make one more comment on that, is that there's also hearts being ripped out, livers being ripped out, and there's also cannibalistic activities that are occurring in this nation and in Europe as well, off of different kinds of drugs, they say, and all this and that. But my point on saying this stuff is that this is a spirit that is throughout all the peoples. It's the same individual spirit, and it comes from going into lawlessness, where good is turned to evil and evil is turned to good. It doesn't matter what religion that is covering the name of that spirit. It's the spirit that is driving each and every religion on this planet that has been made up by man. If you don't take it directly from the Torah itself, it is corrupted, that's the reason why you see these manifestations occurring in all religions and all cultures and all nations around the world.
Okay, so in Florida, authorities recently discovered 4 cats that had been shoved into sandwich bags into a stuffed freezer. 3 of the cats were still breathing when they were rescued. The 4th died. Animal welfare workers recently found 11 puppies that were dead and were skinned in Pennsylvania. In the Gulf of Mexico, authorities are coming across a substantial number of dolphins that have gunshot wounds, cuts, and missing jaws. There's a group of people out there on a rampage that are involved in mutilating precious dolphins. A mother of 4 teenage children, precious children, may I add, down in Florida shot them a total of 18 times at close range before turning the gun on herself and ending her own life. Christmas statues of baby Jesus and Joseph were beheaded by vandals in Portland, Oregon the other day. A set of parents kept their 10-year-old son locked in a bedroom and only fed him bread and water for months until he died of starvation, and then they dumped his body in a creek. There's a Salvation Army director is accused of stealing thousands of toys that were intended to be given to little children. A high school in California has male students that are being accused of participating in a fantasy slut league, which they earn points for documented engagement in sexual activities with female students. 2 twin brothers accused a journalist encased his body in concrete because they wanted his rare set of game cards. A pastor in North Texas was recently assaulted by an enraged man who beat him to death with an electric guitar. A 31-year-old man in Canada was found guilty of raping an 8-year-old, breaking 16 of her bones and smashing her in the face with a hammer. Inmates in North Carolina are alleging that correctional officers have forced them to rub hot sauce on their most private areas. The FBI has a New York City police officer that's being accused of planning the kidnap, rape, torture, and cannibalization of a number of women. A Secret Service officer has been assigned to protect Joe Biden's residence has been charged with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl. All over the nation, we've seen a bizarre string of zombie attacks. In Pennsylvania, a man was naked and bleeding profusely as he gnawed on a woman's head while screaming like an animal during a wild neighborhood rampage. Oh, in Texas, a very sick 29-year-old man stabbed his girlfriend to death, then burned his 1-year-old baby alive because she'd gone to court and filed for child support.
Janet Reno, the ex-attorney general of the United States of America, was caught with raping a 12-year-old girl while puking on her and throwing up in her limo a few years back as well.
Ugh. A chef is on trial for killing his wife in California. He slow-cooked her body and then dumped it out as kitchen waste. A debt collector told a disabled veteran that he should have died. In Utah, a 21-year-old man is accused of stabbing his grandmother 111 times and then removing her organs with a knife. These are not isolated incidents. The streets of many of our cities are being transformed into a living hell. There's a whole bunch of statistics that show that the next generations of Americans are even more messed up than we are. And in the governments, in the Netherlands, they've decided that Nusa's neighbors in Amsterdam are going to be exiled from the city and rehoused in scum villages made up of caravans or containers under constant police supervision. They already have a special hit squad of municipal officials to identify the worst offenders for a compulsory 6-month course in how to behave. Social housing problem families or tenants who do not show an improvement or refuse to go to special units face eviction and homelessness. This is insanity.
There's against it. Mystical Cloud Madness has gripped the nation and gripped the world.
Because people won't deal with the matters of the heart.
That's right. And you don't use the only measuring rod that you can do to tell the difference between good and evil in your heart and other people's. And that's Torah, the Torah, the Torah, and the way that Yeshua walked it out. Hallelujah. Keep looking up everything, Mystical Cloud. You shall not covet.